News Radio 1029 KARN has the best way to start your day with First News at 6 a.m.
What's the latest on the I-40 bridge as far as what this closure is going to look like?
With local news from KARK, NBC4, and Fox 16 every half hour.
They say if an inch or more rain falls over the lake in the next 24 hours, it could cause the lake to rise at or above flood stage.
Plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes with Rebecca Davis.
State police currently working an accident on Highway 67 southbound.
You'll get all the scores from the night before.
The Arkansas Travelers baseball team got rained out last night in Corpus Christi, so they're playing a doubleheader today.
And interviews that matter to the people of Central Arkansas.
Let's tell everybody about what all is going to go on at the Veterans Villages of America open house.
Wake up with First News. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9, only on News Radio 1029 KARN and online at newsradio1029.com. Local news from local people. This is First News with Toby Howell on News Radio 1029 KARN.
Welcome back to First News. I'm Rebecca Davis, sitting in for Toby Howell on this 15th of July. It is Thursday, and this is my last day to be sitting on this side of the desk, and I've enjoyed my 4 days with you guys. Scott Romine will be in tomorrow, and he's going to have to pull me from this chair, I'm sure. I'm just going to wake up tomorrow and drive here like I have been this whole week, and he's going to have to kick me out, or I'll kick him out. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. But right now, we are joined with Jason Bearden. He is the president of CareSource Pass. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Good morning, Rebecca. Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm excited to learn about CareSource Plus. Can you tell me who CareSource Plus is?
Sure. CareSource Pass is a new pass entering into the Arkansas Pass market. CareSource, the Pass is a provider-led Arkansas Shared Savings Entity. That's a mouthful, right?
That is.
But quite simply, what that is, it's a program that Governor Asa Hutchinson, the legislature, and DHS formed several years ago to serve Arkansans that are Medicaid recipients with complex behavioral health and developmental and the intellectual disability. So it's a program served to serve those most in need and very mission-oriented, purpose-driven program. And the CareSource Pass is excited to be a part of the vision that the governor and the legislature laid out. And a little bit more discreetly, Rebecca, is the uniqueness about the Pass in Arkansas. And the wisdom of our officials throughout the state, it's provider-led. So at the core, it has health plan principles in it. But the nice piece about it is there are providers that run and direct strategically our direction. And it is made up of healthcare and community leadership across Arkansas. With a shared commitment, and we all have a shared commitment to transforming the delivery of care for our members. By creating innovative community solutions focused on a person-centered approach and engagement with caregivers, providers, community-based organizations. So it's quite innovative in that it is provider-led, community-led, with a health plan flavor to it. And at the end of the day, the model, it was designed a partnership with collaborative feedback from Arkansas healthcare providers, caregivers, members, with the overall goal of allowing each member the opportunity to live independently within their own community. So, again, CareSource Pass is just excited to be entering the market this coming winter. 1/1/22 is when we're looking forward to turning things on and serving folks across Arkansas, Rebecca.
Well, that's fantastic, Jason. That is. So, this is different than any other provider in their state anyways, especially with the shared community aspect. Can you tell me a little bit more about how CareSource Pass is different from your traditional provider here in the state?
Absolutely. The difference, I'd say, with CareSource is the CareSource Pass, we are healthcare with heart. And that means a lot of things, but most specifically, we love to serve people where they are and maintain them in the most integrated setting in the community to drive holistic, person-centered care with the aim and the goals of achieving, improving the member and family experience. So many times individuals with behavioral health and intellectual and developmental disability challenges. It creates a challenging family dynamic. So we want to make sure that we engage with and with that family, with that individual at the center of driving the care, of driving their decisions to keep that family together to achieve the optimal health care and outcomes in life, improving the quality of life, driving meaningful outcomes. So it's exciting to see that transformation at the individual, the family, the community level. And we believe our bold approach will increase access to community-based service, improving member and family satisfaction, and close health and social disparities across the state within communities. And what makes us different is we believe the solutions are in our members, our communities, where they live. So we are the convener, the facilitator, the catalyst of driving and bringing together the individuals that know what they need to thrive in their communities, and by incorporating both social and clinical insights. We are driving to improve that quality of care. One other thing, Rebecca, I think that makes us different from a CareSource Pass is certainly we are made up of providers that drive us, but I think that the employees of the Pass, our board, our provider-led board organization, but many of our employees come from providers, have lived experience, come from families that are challenged with loved ones or they themselves, behavioral health, they're in recovery from behavioral health episodes historically, or loved ones with intellectual and developmental disabilities. That certainly forms and informs a cultural competency. We believe that is unique to CareSource Pass, that uniquely positions us to serve Arkansans and families across the state. So it's exciting times.
It sounds really like what you said earlier, that healthcare with a heart, it really comes into play when you talk about how the staff has one-on-one experience with either their personal selves or in their personal lives. That really does make a big impact on the people helping other people when they have those personal experiences and can connect more empathetically like that too. So I love that, the healthcare with a heart. I think that's fantastic.
Well, thank you. You're exactly right. I mean, the empathy is really key, the lived experience. And, you know, that's the tie that binds us and what we're here. We feel like on this earth to do, and we're able to marry our mission personally with our mission professionally to make a difference in people's lives. And that's what gets us up in the day. And that's what we're excited about, to help people kind of bloom where they're planted, meet their hopes, dreams, goals, and aspirations, with certainly healthcare at the core. But wrapping around that core, a lot of those holistic type of measures or aspirations that we all have, that many of us take for granted, like a safe place to live.
That's right. Yeah.
Like a connectedness with the community and loved ones, something meaningful and purposeful to do during the day, whether that's volunteer or work activity. So it's pretty exciting. And, you know, Arkansas has set up what we believe and see nationally to be one of the leading programs across the country.
This is fantastic. I'm glad that Arkansas is getting something like this. Jason Bearden, president with CareSource Pass. How can people find some information about CareSource?
Sure. CareSource Pass, please check us out at CareSource.com/Arkansas, CareSource.com/Arkansas, or feel free to call at 1-833-230-2100. We'd love to talk to providers. We'd love to talk to families and members. Please check us out. Open enrollment with CareSource Pass is coming up in October, and we ask that you check us out and see if you want to partner with us. I think we are a different choice that'll help you and your family take it to the next level, and we're excited to partner with you.
That healthcare with a heart. Well, I do appreciate you being on with us, Jason. Thank you so much for your time today and telling us all about CareSource Pass. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Take care.
Have a good day. All right. Remember, that's CareSource.com/Arkansas if you would like to go and learn more about that.